On May 27th, we sat down with a friend from Madrid to talk about the massive popular mobilizations that have been taking place across Spain. Tens of thousands of people have been occupying plazas and public spaces around the country in order to protest the political system as a whole. We wanted to get a sense of what was happening on the ground and how people were organizing themselves. Bueno, pues estamos con el compañero Antonio, que viene de Madrid. En ese momento hemos estado... We're talking with our compañero Antonio, who's visiting from Madrid. All of us have been following very closely the massive mobilizations and occupations of plazas and public spaces. So the first question we wanted to ask you was, how did this movement begin and how was it convoked?
Sobre cómo surgió ese movimiento, cómo se convocó.
Bueno, pues yo creo que hay varios factores que influyen.
Several factors came together to produce it. On one hand, there's the question of social networking and horizontal communication on the internet. There's an underlying dissatisfaction toward the political classes on the part of the youth because they saw about a month or two ago that a law called Ley Sinde was passed to criminalize websites that link to pirated and supposedly illegal content. It was approved by the lobbies that defend intellectual property, and the recording industry and the politicians just passed it without understanding or talking with the people who actually use internet. So there's a lot of hostility toward the political classes because people have realized that the politicians don't represent them, but instead represent the private interests of these lobbies.
Apoyando al lobby de los derechos de autor y las compañías discográficas sin tener...
On the other hand, there's a social situation, the youth facing an incredibly high rate of unemployment. And these are educated people with university degrees who can't find any job where they can apply their studies. Also, housing is increasingly expensive, and the only jobs that exist are so precarious they don't pay enough to be able to afford a place to live. All of this anger came together in the lead-up to the election. A demonstration was organized by a group called Democracia Real Ya, which, to be honest, I don't really know where they came from, but it was basically a very small group of people, and it had a powerful snowball effect across the country.
So this protest was called for May 15th, in other words, 1 week before the election, and an unexpectedly large number of people came out. What was that protest like?
Salió mucha gente, una cantidad de gente muy inesperada, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Sí. ¿Cómo fue esa primera movilización de gente?
Hubo bastante gente en la manifestación y... espontáneamente hubo gente que decidió quedarse a dormir en la plaza.
Well, there were lots of people, and some of them, maybe about 20, spontaneously decided to spend the night in the plaza, which is called Puerta del Sol. And surprisingly, the next day, all the people who'd left came back to the plaza. Then, on either Monday or Tuesday, the police tried to evict them, and it just made everyone even angrier. And they were like, why can't we be here? We're going back.
Que la gente se indignara más, ¿por qué no podemos, estamos protestando tal, y encima nos echan, pues vamos a volver. Entonces,
so every night of the week from the 15th to the 22nd, there were more and more people, and then people began to build the infrastructure necessary to stay there. One night it started to rain and a bunch of people brought tarps. On Tuesday we were in the plaza and all of a sudden we saw some people coming by with huge armchairs, and we were all like, what the hell did that come from? So an infrastructure begins to emerge to support the people in the plaza, to get a hold of things like free food and medical supplies, and to form commissions to be in charge of all those different needs. So there's a communications commission, a food commission, and so on. And then, finally, assemblies were organized to discuss important issues.
¿Cómo funciona? How do the assemblies work?
Las asambleas.
Hasta donde yo sé, está separado por comisiones. Porque también ha pasado una cosa muy curiosa.
As far as I know, they're divided by commission. It's interesting because there are all kinds of people who are engaged with different struggles. Feminists, environmental, food, education, and so on. So there are all these really important issues that are in one way or another divided up among the people who are interested in each other. Each issue has its own assembly. For example, The Communications Commission discusses what people will say to the media and how to organize a live video stream of the plaza. It's cool. They put up a camera, so if you're wondering what's going on in the plaza, there's a lot of people or whatever, you can just check it out online. It's had a really energizing effect because people see what's happening and think, I want to be part of that.
Eso anima a la gente a ir porque ves que está la gente reunida y dices, oh, yo quiero formar parte de esto, quiero ir allí a ver qué hace la gente, etc.
Entonces se hacían asambleas entre hasta 3,000 personas, ¿no? Y
sí.
Miles de personas.
With thousands of people participating, how were the assemblies able to reach agreements, come to consensus, and make decisions? Were decisions actually made? We're really interested in the process, in the ways in which radical democracy operates.
Nos interesa mucho el proceso de cómo funciona, ¿no? La democracia radical, ¿no?
Yo la verdad es que no he participado en ninguna, pero sí que he hablado con compañeros que han estado participando. Y lo que me contaban ellos...
To be honest, I didn't participate much in the assemblies. But what my compañeros have told me is that they were, on one hand, very motivated by everything that was happening, but on the other hand, were pretty annoyed and worn down by the process. First, because they were working with people who didn't have much or any experience in this kind of assembly, so people were at times very aggressive in their comments.
Una formación a la hora de estar en una asamblea. Entonces había, pues desde actitudes muy agresivas a la hora de dirigirse a la gente.
It got to the point that some of them were suspected of being infiltrators, sent to disrupt the assemblies. Also, sometimes people would just come up and grab the microphone and say something like, I think we should discuss blah, 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 and then just leave. And then the facilitators would be like, well, actually, we've already dealt with that issue.
Se pasaba, lanzaba su pedrada, cogía el micrófono y decía, pues a mí me parece que esto tendría que ser así, y se iba. Y entonces...
So people were annoyed by the lack of organizing experience, but at the same time there was a lot of excitement about seeing so many people participating and debating and spending the night in the plaza.
Quemada por la poca operatividad, pero a la vez sí que había mucha ilusión de ver tanta gente participando y creando y discutiendo. Era un poco una mezcla de esos sentimientos.
¿Cómo se ha comportado la policía?
What about the role of the police? You mentioned before that the cops tried to kick people out of the plaza early on, which only brought more people out. Can you talk about some other examples of the police using violence against protesters?
En otras ocasiones o en otras situaciones, ¿cómo se ha comportado la policía? ¿Ha habido momentos de violencia o...?
Es que ha pasado una cosa curiosa. Es decir, desalojaron ayer en la Plaza de Cataluña.
Yesterday, the riot police were sent to evict protesters from the Plaza de Catalunya in Barcelona. The cops came up and just started hitting everybody. And again, this made people even more indignant. They're like, how can they treat peaceful protesters like this when they're just sitting in the plaza without doing anything? It doesn't surprise me much, though, because I'm pretty used to this attitude on the part of the police. They always act like this. In Spain, the police are rooted in the Franco dictatorship, in the repression of the Franco regime after the Spanish Civil War. So Spain has police culture that's totally authoritarian, which is something that you don't see in Germany, for example.
Hay una cultura dentro de la policía española totalmente autoritaria que, por ejemplo, te vas a Alemania y eso no lo ves. En Alemania la policía es mucho más respetuosa. Yo eso lo he visto en otras manifestaciones.
I've seen this at other protests. One example that comes to mind is a sit-in that took place in the Congress about 4 or 5 years ago, demanding the abolition of foreign debt. And the cops attacked people with clubs. They beat them up right there. But I think that now people identify more with the movement and are scandalized even more by police brutality. Another possible factor is that it's so much easier to record video and take pictures. So now the corporate media can't censor it as effectively as they used to, when they would just stay away from images that made the police look bad.
También puede influir que ahora hay más facilidades para grabar y sacar fotos y entonces se ve más que antes, que solo estaban las cámaras de televisión y se censuraba más y no se sacaban ciertas imágenes que podían ser incómodas, se ponían en evidencia la actitud de la policía. Pero en España la policía actúa así.
Bueno, surgió el movimiento el 15 de mayo.
So the movement began on May 15th, and the elections took place on May 22nd, and now it's the 27th, and people are still in the streets. How do people see the election results? Do they care about them? Because it looks like the PP, which is the Conservative Party, won a significant victory. How do the protesters view electoral politics more generally?
No, entonces cómo entiende esa gente los resultados de las elecciones y cómo se relaciona con la política electoral.
Por un lado, la victoria del PP, entre comillas, era de esperar.
On the one hand, the victory of the PP was to be expected. One of the main criticisms of the protesters is the two-party system. It's similar in the U.S., but in Spain, the political spectrum used to be different. 15 years ago, there were the other parties besides the PP and the PSOE. There were also the Communist Party and the more centrist UCD Party. In short, there were many other parties. The parties that exist today don't identify problems like unemployment and develop plans to solve them. Instead, they spend their time playing politics among themselves, just talking without doing anything, and many people are fed up and disillusioned. But the Conservative Party has a strong base of support made up of older voters who tend to be economically well-off and comfortable. So what do? Vote Conservative. Even though their own kids are involved in this movement, they don't care. So the Conservatives haven't really been affected. On the other hand, the Socialists lost out significantly.
En los últimos días sí que ha bajado un poquito, pero casi no se ha notado. ¿Qué ha hecho? Pues que ha arrasado. Porque quizá el PSOE, que es el partido progre, entre comillas, pues quizás sí le haya afectado más. Entonces, volviendo sobre la pregunta, yo creo que la gente ve que estamos en las mismas.
So to go back to the original question, I think people understand that overall the election hasn't changed anything. Team A won instead of Team B. If the number of votes for both of these parties had decreased substantially, I think the 15M movement might have somehow been more vindicated, but since this didn't happen, all the elections accomplished is to reaffirm the current state of things, which is exactly what these people are protesting.
Otros partidos otra vez, pues en cierta manera, las elecciones no han hecho más que reafirmar la situación por la que la gente está protestando.
Entonces, ¿cómo ves? O sea, obviamente no tenemos ninguna idea.
Obviously, there's no way to clearly know what's going to happen, but do you have some idea about the direction that things will go?
¿Hacia dónde podría ir?
Hoy me están comentando que había una asamblea hoy de 3.000 personas en Seoul.
Today I heard an assembly took place in order to develop a number of bottom line demands as a sort of final product. So it's possible that the politicians will pick up these demands and make some minimal concessions in order to demobilize the movement. I suppose this could happen the next few days, but it's hard to say. But I just want to hold on to the feeling of euphoria in the plaza, with so many people there. All you can say is, it's so fucking beautiful.
De euforia, alegría, ¿no? Que es algo que te embriaga, ¿no? Cuando ves ahí, llegas a la plaza, está todo el mundo ahí reunido, gritando, y dices, joder, qué guapo. Yo creo que eso es muy bonito.